For whatever reason, you might have a fine at the Pratt Library and you've been sidetracked or feeling guilty about it. Well, the Pratt Library has a really nifty incentive to get those fines paid off and get needed food into the community with Food for Fines. And with me to talk about it is Gordon Krabbe, interim CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. Thank you so much for coming in.
Nice to be here.
So how did Food for Fines get started?
It's a partnership that we had been thinking about for a long time with the Maryland Food Bank. And we had heard that they had been having issues this time of year with replenishing their stock. So we put our heads together and thought that this might be a good way to accomplish two things, which is to help the Maryland Food Bank and to help Baltimore's needy folks, as well as reduce fines and get people back borrowing books with a free $1 fine paid off for every can they brought into the library.
So is there a cutoff point? Will you accept as many cans as possible, or how many?
It's unlimited. We will accept as many cans of food to reduce fines as much as a person has. Generally speaking, fines are quite limited. There's a maximum that people have for each book that they take out. So generally speaking, the fines are relatively small.
And do you have to have a fine in order to donate?
No, we accept all non-perishable food that's not expired, because Maryland Food Bank just loves the fact that we will be a collection center for them, and they'll come pick those things up from one place at the library. So, Okay. Yes, anyone can do it, and that's very rewarding. Last year, we received over 9,000 donated cans of food and reduced fines by about $13,000.
So it was a success all the way around?
All the way around.
And what kind of food are you looking for?
We are looking for non-perishable items and things that, of course, have not expired. So we can't accept anything that's perishable or has an expiration date on it, but pretty much anything. We'll also accept non-food items that are on the list of needed items from the Maryland Food Bank. There may be some household items that are paper towels, those kinds of things.
It seems to me that this would be a great way to get not only adults, but kids involved as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And we see that the kids actually get involved, because very often they'll come in with their parent and they'll understand, the parent will explain what they're doing and how they're able to help others. So they get excited and see other people doing it. So yes, it's absolutely a family thing that can be done.
And what library location can people drop off the food?
Folks can drop off their food at any of our 21 Pratt locations located around the city. You can go to prattlibrary.org to find out the location nearest to you. If you want more information, again, you can go to prattlibrary.org or you can call 410-396-5494.
Well, this is a wonderful thing. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Gordon Krabbe, interim CEO of the Enoch Pratt Free Library, has been my guest talking about the library's Food for Fines through the 31st of this month.